But when my friend came back from San Francisco, along with the music, he also worked with a light show out there. So he showed me how to do it. We started saving our money, and we bought everything that was necessary that we needed to own, and started putting one together. A lot of it you could rent. You could rent overhead projectors, mm-hmm. things like that, and we go. Basically, you just take big clock faces and mm-hmm. put some type of chemicals or like baby oil and Easter egg dye vinegar, you know, mm-hmm. purples and yellows, and then let it swirl. And when you move one on top of the other, it squishes out everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you do that on top of an overhead projector, and you've got the amoebas all over the wall. And with that, I had a friend, an older friend, who was the Channel 11 news or sports broadcaster. Or I don't know, second on the news desk or something, I don't know. But he started bringing me all the outtakes, things they would cut off, and he would splice them into a reel. So then we'd also rent a projector, and we'd run all this stuff so you could see all the news events coming and going from different things, and we thought that was pretty neat. And then I threw pictures in with a slide projector of things that we had taken, and I think that was pretty much it. The slides, the outtakes, and the overhead projectors. We followed the fellow we were talking to. We followed him around with this band, and we did light shows at college dances and high school proms in Washington, Georgia.
Small town.
We went to Jefferson. Yeah. Jefferson County. And we went to some strange places. We went to I don't know. I'm not sure what town it was now. We went to a town in Alabama, and this is when the group was getting, everybody was getting fairly famous, and they were backing up, or they were the opening act for a lot of real well-known groups. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to just do the slideshow, our show, for our group, not for the group that was better known. And I had some really strong memories. Jesus, what? And I got it from that girl that had the Morning Glory CD.
Good.
That's where it came from. Actually, I didn't get it from her. I got it from a friend of hers. One day I was in there, and she invited me to come in back, and she introduced me to somebody, and I just remember the girl had blonde hair, and she looked like she'd been hiking the Appalachian Trail. And she said she just came from Acapulco, and she came in inland from Acapulco through the growing fields where it's all private land, and they chased her out of there with dogs. Mm-hmm. But she went through fields and pulled the tops off of plants and stuffed a knapsack full of stuff, and what she's got here is real Acapulco gold like nobody in Atlanta has ever seen before. And I had a little money, and I bought like 6 ounces from her, 4 ounces or something. I know it was more than one, because I had the one that we took over to Alabama, and we were smoking on that. Most of the band was completely straight. And one guy would maybe take a hit or two. And then there was my friend you just talked to, and he wouldn't go real crazy with it, but he would smoke with me every now and then. So we toked down on that kind of stuff, and we weren't feeling any pain. We were up in this big control room overlooking the National Guard Armory.
Yeah.
That's what it was, a National Guard armory. And all these people came in there. And somebody said, why don't you go ahead and start your light show just to give people something to do until the first act, you know, before the act, before y'all go on. So we start this light show. And they seem like they enjoy it. I don't think they'd ever seen anything like that in this part of Alabama. And they were hooting and hollering like they liked it, though. And about the time the projector hit something that this guy had just put in there, and it was the funeral ceremony for Martin Luther King. Oh, my God. They got up out of their seats. They started throwing stuff at us up there in the control booth. Coke bottles and shit. They didn't like that at all. They started saying, nigger lover, what are you doing? Get that off my wall. We're going to come up there and get y'all. And we never did play. The police came up and they said, look, y'all need to get out of here. We can't control this crowd. Well, we'll hold them back as long as you can. Take that side door, get all your equipment, and get out of here. And they had a van and everything, and they piled everything back in the van. And we jumped in the van and took off, and they seen us, and they were throwing things at us as we pulled down the street. And the guy that was just over the phone, he and I were laying there just stoned to the bone. We were just laughing our heads off. We thought it was the funniest thing in the world. The other people in the band didn't like it too much. They did not appreciate not getting paid for that gig.
Yeah.
And wasting that money, you know, driving all the way over there. I think it might have been Aniston. I don't know where exactly it was. He could tell us.
Aniston's where they burned that Freedom Rider bus.
Maybe that's probably why it came to mind. As it was somewhere not too far across the border.